working together to improve our trading relationships with other countries. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That's exactly what the U.S. Meat Export Federation has been doing. They have been out meeting with other countries, working on ways to improve our trade. That according to their president and CEO, Dan Hallstrom.
Yeah, just got back from Ghana, West Africa, last weekend. We held a event over there hosting buyers from throughout the African region, and we held it in Ghana. But we had 13 countries represented, had over 125 people at this event, and it really was a rollout of U.S. beef and pork and introducing a lot of these buyers to U.S. beef and pork for the first time.
And that is, I mean, you and I have talked many, many times about the importance of these trade trips and what you guys, all part of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, are doing for our producers. When you're visiting with some of these countries, you know, we're talking about these tariffs, and I don't like to always put that towards you, but what are some of the concerns, Dan, when you're visiting with these countries that they might have as they hear talks about like this?
Well, I think it varies by country. Mm-hmm. I mean, the more established markets, the big markets that we all talk about all the time, you know, Japan, Korea, Mexico, Canada, et cetera. I think there's an understanding of that it's a pretty big world out there, right? And there's a lot of things impacting agriculture that a lot of times don't have anything to do with agriculture. And I think that's a little bit what we're in right now. But I think all the talk on tariffs and what might happen and what might not happen, it's really boiled down to the fact that after about 6 or 7 weeks of this, there's really only one country that's impacted, and that's been China.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.